I'm Shannon Moore, and this is Formation. Today we'll hear a story about the importance of welcoming everyone to the communion table. Join us. Welcome to Formation. This is a weekly series from University Christian Church in Fort Worth, Texas. My name is Shannon Moore, and each week I just sit down with people and talk to them about their faith, why it's important, and what it means to them, and where they are on their spiritual journey. Really excited today to have with us Lee Nelson. Lee is a longtime member at University Christian Church, but he also recently joined the staff as our member engagement coordinator. He is an usher extraordinaire, a really snazzy dresser, and I don't know how I got him here today because he's known for being shy and quiet and a wallflower. So thank you for coming out of your shell today, Lee, to join us.
Well, Shannon, anything for you.
Lee, tell me a little bit about your background, what your childhood faith was like or your church experience when you were growing up.
I grew up in Amarillo and grew up in an a cappella fellowship. So I grew up in the Church of Christ.
Church of Christ, okay.
Very much so.
Church of Christ.
And we were at church on Sunday morning, mm-hmm. first Sunday school, went to service at 11 o'clock, went back that night, mm-hmm. and then on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. This sounds familiar to me.
Three times a week.
I was Baptist, but that
right,
sounds familiar.
Right, so you carried the same schedule.
When was choir practice?
Well, we didn't have choir practice. But we didn't have choir practice. We all, because we could all sing.
All right, y'all didn't need to practice.
We didn't need to. No, we just knew it. And so that started the foundation for my faith and mm-hmm. my faith formation.
What was your favorite thing about going to church? Did you enjoy it?
As a child, did I enjoy it? I enjoyed worship. I was not a fan of Sunday school for whatever reason, but I enjoyed worship because I enjoyed being next to, 1,200 of my closest friends and singing. Mm. And so I really, really enjoyed that. Could not understand the sermon all, as a small kid, mm-hmm. but I enjoyed the singing. Music was huge, and especially in that church.
Right. There's nothing like an a cappella service with a bunch of people who know how to sing.
And there's nothing like an a cappella service with a group of people who can't. So there is that too. So let me just put that out there. I mean, sometimes that was tough too. So anyway, yeah, there was that too.
Yeah. How did your faith progress as you went through childhood, adolescence, young adulthood?
I think I matured in, especially where I am today, I think my faith has matured. It's refined itself. I realized early on that I had a brain and that I could use it. We were taught to use it in school, in college, and then to come to church, it seemed like sometimes we were told what we were supposed to believe in, how we were supposed to behave, and that always seemed to
don't question.
No, you didn't question. Mm. You couldn't question. There was no space for that, and so that started off on a journey that was where I elected I was going to leave the Church of Christ, and so that was blasphemy in my family. But I just didn't feel like. I was 16.
Oh, so you were still living at home?
Oh, yes, yeah. And I could drive, and y'all can go to your church, and I'm going to go to mine.
Where'd you go?
Paramount Terrace Christian Church in Amarillo.
What took you there?
The music. The music. Here was something that was interesting. Being in an a cappella fellowship, we had an organ growing up at home. And it was always so interesting. I could play through the hymn book and had fun doing it. However, if we had an elders meeting, you had to put the hymn book away and put up Bach. And you had to play Bach. You wouldn't dare play church music on an organ. That was just not going to happen in the Church of Christ. And I often thought,
even at home.
Huh?
Even at home.
Even at Oh, yeah. The hymn book and an instrumental music should never cross, ever.
Wow.
So, yeah,
okay.
Did not do that.
And you felt drawn to play?
I felt drawn to play it. And then when I went to the Christian church, I started playing. I was the fifth in line to play. So it meant you played like every fifth Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started taking lessons and loved it. And just was drawn to music at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how could the Lord not bless this?
Did somebody invite you, or you found it on your own?
I did. Someone invited me. And day one, walking into the church, I was greeted. I was welcomed. And the music was stellar.
Okay.
And so that started this leaving the church and then starting to question a lot of things about my faith. So that was my first stop.
Okay. I imagine that was difficult at home?
No, actually it wasn't. I think initially it was because there was a huge shock. Like, you know, no one has ever done that. You know, we are generations.
This is new ground, new territory.
You know, I felt like I needed to have someone taste the food before I ate, at least for the first week, just to be on the safe side. But you know, it all turned out fine. And as it turns out, my family eventually joined. They left the church.
Really?
They left the Church
you.
Of Christ. That is correct.
Blazed the trail.
We sure did. So it didn't take long.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened after that?
Well, then I moved to Dallas and started working in the funeral industry.
Okay.
And so I was in the funeral industry for 28 years. I was in churches all over Dallas and Fort Worth. I was just talking with someone in my office the other day, from very fundamental churches that had all the answers, you didn't question, to those that were not fundamental. And so I got an opportunity to ask a lot of questions on the way to the cemetery, with the minister. And we developed many great friendships. And I think through those two experiences, that's how I guess I ended up at University Christian.
Yeah. Did somebody invite you?
No. We decided that there were some things that was Church of Christ that's always going to be in our belief system. It's going to be ingrained in who we are. We were always going to be baptism by immersion. That was going to be really important to us.
Mm-hmm. As a family?
A family. We felt communion on Sunday morning was incredibly important to us. That is the apex of worship. It's all of the things that builds to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I haven't thought about this at all until we're just sitting here talking, but I think that's why ushering is so important to me. Because I get to serve my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the place where we build our service up to. It's the place we commune with the Lord. And that was just something that was not going to be negotiable. When you sit down and start looking at things like University Christian Church and their core values as they have even evolved over time, I think that those are the things that brought me here and has increased my faith, has been a big part of my faith formation.
Okay. Well, I want to hear a little bit more about that, but we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with more of Lee Nelson. The members of University Christian Church have a message for you. You are valuable, worthy of love, and already part of what God is doing in the world. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship. Traditional worship in our sanctuary at 9 and 11, simple worship in the chapel at 9:30, or visit our 10:10 service in Walker Hall. We are a church of open-minded people who value curiosity and recognize we don't have all the answers. We strive to be open and honest about where we are on our faith journey. And we practice compassion and generosity. All are welcome at University Christian Church, where you can experience Christ's courageous love for yourself and learn to carry that love with you wherever you go. Discover more about our programs and upcoming events at universitychristian.org and stay connected by following us on social media. We're back with our conversation with Lee Nelson. Lee, you were telling me earlier about a conversation that came up in your Sunday school class recently. Can you share, do you mind sharing that?
So we're studying a book right now in Koinonia Sunday School class. It's by Adam Hamilton, and we've done several of his books. This one is Wrestling with Doubt. It's his newest book. And the first chapter was talking about the existence of God and how oftentimes we've heard the debate between how science is trying to debunk the idea or concept of God. And so we were wrestling with that on Sunday. We settled on the fact that there is God, right? We felt like that was a good thing. But in our discussion, one of the things that I asked was, can certainty and faith exist in the same space? And we concluded that no, they can't. And this is the thing I love about University Christian Church, because we can come to the table and be vulnerable in asking a question like that and be curious enough to ask it and know that you're not going to be judged for it. And in fact, so what we talked about was these two things cannot exist in the same place, because faith is things that's unseen. It's the unknown. It's a belief in something that you have no proof of. And certainty is you have it. And scriptures, throughout all of scripture, the faith is a big part of our Christian walk. And so I think not having all the answers and being a journey church that we're going to walk with you on your journey is a significant part of my faith formation. Because then it opens up the door for me to ask questions. It opens up the door for me to take an answer that we discuss in Sunday school class and ponder on it. And then perhaps it comes back up the following week and we discuss it some more. And so not only worship, but I would say Sunday school is a huge part of my faith formation here.
I'm curious on this topic of certainty and faith. Are there aspects of faith that you can be certain about? Like, would you say that you're certain that God exists, or is all of that wrapped up into this idea that we can't really know? I'm just curious if there are some things that you do feel certain about, or if it's...
I think that's part of my faith. But I, through the lens that I look through my faith, I look at my faith through a lens. And it doesn't take long if when you recognize that we are a journey church, and we recognize that we may not have all of the answers, that it doesn't take long that you can see God at work in many areas and things that would not have naturally occurred. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm saying that it is things that I can witness God happening when I'm driving down the street. I can feel the presence of God when we are singing in the sanctuary. I can feel the presence of God in seeing a kind deed from one person to another. I can see, even in school, you could see that happening. So I don't think those things just happen. Mm-hmm. I think that God exists, and I hope that God exists through me. Mm-hmm. And that others are able to see me as I see other people doing that, living out their faith.
I know one of the things that's really important to you, obviously, since you have ended up being the person who greets, who is in charge of greeting new people and engaging others to greet new people and walk with them on the path through, hopefully to membership, but certainly through this welcoming path. How long have you been at UCC, and how long have you been engaged in that kind of work here, even before you were on staff?
I joined the 21st of July, 2013. I am very certain of that date. We went through we now call it UCCNU. At that time, it was newcomers class. And so I went through a 3-week class, and then we joined on the 21st. The very next time that we did that next newcomer class, I was working with Reverend Cindy Twiddell, and I said, I want to be a part of this because I want to help you in whatever I can. And from that point on, I have done that. I started asking, what do I need to do to serve communion? What qualifications do I need? Because it looked very, very orchestrated. And I think it was probably the following Sunday, which would be the 27th, that I was serving communion.
And so you just jumped in.
Right in. And you know, think about that. I think that is a big part of University Christian Church. It's, and especially my story, in that when I came to church, I got involved and I met people. And then you start conversations and you start relationships and you start serving people in all aspects of, you know, there are many moving parts to University Christian Church.
Or
and not one person has
any
it.
Church.
Yeah. And not many people understand all of that. And working with different people, working with Roxanne on Chancel Guild, you know, working with the ushers, working with Sunday school, working to greet people, because remember, I was once a first-time visitor here.
And you remember what that
It is overwhelming. And so I wanted to make sure that I could eliminate those barriers to people who walk through the first time. It's a big building and it's complicated. And so if I had the opportunity to eliminate any stress on somebody by making sure they were greeted, making sure that they were served communion, making sure that they didn't walk through our doors and leave and not feel welcomed, then I was going to do everything I could to make that, you know, change that. Because mm-hmm. I felt like that was a big part of this church.
Do you think that need to welcome people, is that something that, excuse me, that developed from something that happened in your life? Or do you think that's just how you were born, how you were made?
Well, I think both. I think, you know, my family was always welcoming. There was always room at the table. Because dinner at home growing up, we all lived fairly close to each other. We had the larger of the houses, and everybody just congregated at our home at dinner time. So we never knew who was coming for dinner. But there was when mom and sometimes my grandmother and aunts and uncles would come over, and everybody's cooking and everybody's just preparing. You just never knew who was coming, but there was always enough, and there was plenty. And so I think that welcoming spirit was just ingrained in who I was growing up. But also, I've had uncomfortable conversations with other faith people, people of other faith and other religions, where they were denied communion because of who they were. Maybe they were going through a divorce, so the church denied them communion. Maybe they had a different lifestyle than the church agreed to. They were denied communion. And I'll tell you, that is something that's really big here, is that we make sure that people know that it was not our invitation to the table. Mm-hmm. That was Christ's invitation. And we're not going to block somebody when Christ invited them.
Mm.
And so seeing people denied access to that and coming from a background where everybody was welcome at a table at home, but then maybe they wouldn't be welcomed at church, were two things that I just could not get my mind wrapped around. Mm-hmm. And I found that both can exist in a place, especially here.
That is a great story. Thank you for sharing that. We're just about out of time, but thank you so much for...
Well, thank you for asking me.
...spending a little bit of time with us today and sharing some of your story. I really enjoyed hearing that. There was a lot. I thought I knew everything about you.
And stay tuned.
Stay tuned, yes. Well, we hope that you will join us next week when we sit down with another guest and learn more about faith and how it looks in our lives. Take care. Have a great week.